For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. I'm producing this report in Santa Barbara as I prepare to head back to Houston tomorrow, but I'm going to be providing you with reports from all the wonderful scientific and medical data that was shared here at the Cannabis Therapeutics Conference. We're also producing a 90-minute special available to the Drug Truth Network affiliates and to anybody out there, seriously, who wants to use our programs. We'll be doing 90 minutes, basically three 29-minute segments, the first to include the doctors, the second the nurses and providers, and the third the patients themselves. This 90-minute program will be free from the usual Drug Truth Network editorials. You can share these programs with Grandma. Here, speaking about AIDS and cannabis, is Santa Barbara doctor Stephen Hosea.
Well, weight loss is still a common problem in HIV infection, and I was actually amazed to find this recent study that was done that showed a third of people who are HIV positive, even if they're on heart therapy, still exhibit significant weight loss. And this has somewhat to do with the effects of the protease inhibitors and other medicines on probably the mitochondria in the body, which alter fat metabolism and are part and parcel responsible for the lipodystrophy that is seen in HIV infection. The weight loss of greater than 10% is associated with a six-fold increase in mortality. That's even in people who are on heart therapy. So weight loss is still a significant problem in HIV infection, even if people are on therapy. This just speaks to that and shows that, again, as the amount of weight loss increases, the mortality increases. And the best predictor of increased mortality is just absolute weight loss. You don't have to look at fat-free mass or body cell mass or fat mass. Just the simple number of weight loss is a significant predictor that there's going to be increased mortality. Smoking marijuana stimulates the munchies. Now, this is really the bottom line. And to what extent do we really need to go to prove this? And maybe the more relevant question is who do we need to prove this to and why?
Federal officials, though they were invited, refused to participate in the Cannabis Therapeutics Conference. To learn more about this conference, please visit medicalcannabis.com. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.